This is WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Education commands a large part of the state budget, and yet most students are too young to go to the polls on Tuesday. In the governor's race, education has not generated as much attention in debates and on the campaign trail as issues including jobs and health care. So we decided to talk about it this morning with Bill Gunther. He's the president of the nonprofit organization Mass Insight Education, a nonpartisan, business-backed group based in Boston that has not endorsed any candidates. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
From your vantage point in the gubernatorial campaign, what sort of priority is placed on education issues, especially for the leading candidates, incumbent Governor Deval Patrick and his Republican challenger, Charlie Baker?
I think both the candidates are actually deeply committed to education. Governor Patrick has been in office during one of the most exciting times, particularly in the last year. And Charlie Baker served on the State Board of Education, and I dealt with him pretty extensively at that point. So I think in their heart of hearts, they both care deeply about the role of education in creating prosperity.
Is there anything that you wish had emerged a little bit more as a focus of the campaign conversation about education?
Yeah, the challenge, of course, now is that it's about jobs, jobs, jobs. We run a quarterly consumer confidence index in the state, and our latest figures are slightly up, about 65, but anything below 100 is more negative than positive. So people are deeply concerned about jobs and where their next paycheck is going to come from. So that tends to smother, all other issues, including education, which is always a always one of the top issues. So I think that if we were having the conversation we ought to have, it's really about creating a consensus around the next set of measurable goals in the state. And the good news is that both candidates have focused on the achievement gap. This state we're actually the leading state nationally in terms of our education results. We've produced an extraordinary boost for kids across the Commonwealth with the standards and accountability program, the MCAS, that went into place in the 90s. And we're recognized around the country as a national leader. But unfortunately, when you look underneath the hood, we're only average on the achievement gap. We're not doing any better than half of the other states in the country.
What about these top contender stance on traditional schools? Governor Patrick has pointed to his administration's investment in education. At the same time, Charlie Baker has argued that the governor has shortchanged schools and higher education. So what's your take?
I don't think you're ever going to get a lot of light in a campaign about budgets, unfortunately. We go through difficult budget cycles, and when there's less money at the state level, what tends to get cut is local aid and particularly higher education as well. So I just don't think in a campaign you're going to be able to have the kind of discussion that you need to have to create a consensus and move people forward. The fact is that the big opportunity here going forward is to take, and let's be realistic, we're about to go into the worst of the state and local budget crisis over the next several years. According to the Mass Taxpayers Foundation, there's a more than $2 billion budget gap already. And if question three, cutting the sales tax, passes, it'll be a $4 to $4.5 billion deficit. This isn't the time when there's going to be a lot of extra money or free money around. What we need to do is to use the opportunity of the crisis to take a look at how we're spending money and to take some bold steps to free up money, make it more flexible in some places, to put the right strings on it where we need to encourage local officials and education leaders to take their own bold steps that sometimes they haven't taken in the past.
Bill, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Bill Gunther is president of the nonprofit organization Mass Insight Education. This is WBUR.